This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. The city of Tacoma wants to improve how its citizens and police force interact with each other. It started Project Peace this fall to help with that. The program offers guided conversations that take place throughout the city. At every meeting, police officers and community members use the open forum to share their fears and their hopes. KPLU student reporter Zoe Veely interviewed people at a recent event at Tacoma's Lincoln High School.
My name's Threat Brown. I'm the executive director of a youth program called Young Businessmen and Women. I've grown up with more bad experiences than positive experiences with the law. And it's a lack of knowledge from both ends that I believe is important for us to start getting an understanding of.
I'm Joel. I'm 18. I'm here on the behalf of my community, as a youth that has been through some situations with the police officers.
Hi, my name is Chris Lopez Moreno, and I belong to the Tacoma Puyallup community. And the reason why I'm here today is because we think that police sometimes overreact, but we don't really know why do we think they're doing it.
My name is Gabe Braxton. I'm an officer with the Tacoma Police Department. I am a African-American officer. So, I mean, there are, you know, I have opinions about both sides of the coin here. So I want to see what the community has to say. I want to know how the community feels about the department.
This one night, me and my brother, we were walking, and four police cars like came up to us and talking about we dress or we look like someone that been in a shooting or that was in a shooting. And it was just like surprising to me. Like, I got stopped on the way walking home.
You know, it's a lot of red tape when you're dealing with police officials in the union. It's hard to let an officer go. You know, and that sort of rubbed me the wrong way whenever I hear that. Because, you know, if you're here for the sake of the people, then if it's a corrupt officer or officer not obtaining himself and doing an appropriate job, then for our safety to protect and serve, I think that you need to do away with those officers, regardless of what type of tape. Because it's better to have that tape removed and ship them out than versus seeing a bunch of yellow tape extended throughout the whole process from a situation of somebody getting killed by over the aggressive officer. So,
you know, I'm not going to be completely biased and say, hey, you know, there are no police officers that shouldn't be police officers. But at the same time, I realize that there are a whole lot of good police officers out there.
When I was a child, I have a totally different image of what the policeman is. I was afraid of police because bad experiences. With the time, I discovered that it's more than necessary to not only to clean that bad image that maybe many of us we have about the police, but also to help them and to establish a good relationship between the police and us as community.
This is my second time here. However, I was a little more open today than I was in the past because, as a process not wanting to be judged about me sharing my true experiences. It makes me more comfortable with moving forward with not partnering, but building relationships with the law officials.
I think the community really wants to understand that the police are human beings, that we do have personal lives outside of work, and that we are relational.
More than ever, we discover that we are talking to another human being, just that has feelings, that has bad and good days, just like everybody. And based on that, sometimes is how he approached to the citizens. You know?
Without my voice, it wouldn't make a difference, honestly. Because if I would have just stayed home, did whatever I wanted to do, it wouldn't have made a difference. I can't complain about not wanting change and not be part of the difference.
Voices from a recent Project Peace gathering at Tacoma's Lincoln High School, gathered by student reporter Zoe Veely. This story is part of KPLU and PLU's student reporting project. More information about Tacoma's Project Peace, including upcoming community conversations, can be found on our website, kplu.org.